Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is one of our victory videos designed to strengthen your walk in Christ. In a moment, we want to examine a powerful success key from God's Word on overcoming the force of fear. First, though, let me just say thank you to all of you who support one of our missionary families. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, but they can't do what they do without the prayer cover and the support of their friends. So thank you for supporting your missionary. And by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you found the right place. Go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there. And finally, for everyone watching, take advantage of our free Bible study tools. We have over 400 hours of free audio teachings that you can download. You can listen through your device. They're also found on iTunes. We have free Bible studies, and we also have a topical memory system. And all of our tools, again, are free. All right, let's turn our attention to this powerful principle on overcoming the force of fear. The Bible has a lot to say about the unhealthy type of fear that tries to limit you and box you in so that you can't do what God wants you to do. Now, let me just kind of hit the healthy type of fear just for a moment. I do think there's a healthy type of fear. You know, when you raise children, you teach them, don't put your hand in the fire, don't touch the hot stove. There's also a fight or flight mechanism that I believe God puts within us, and it warns us when there's danger, and then we can take appropriate action. So there is a healthy side of this, or you might call that wisdom. But there's also this unhealthy, unnatural fear that tries to keep us from doing what God wants to do and reaching our full potential. Now, let me share one of the key verses that I want to base this message off of, and many of you can quote this. It's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." Boy, I like that. See, God is not the author of that unhealthy fear in your life that tries to box you in. You need to make a note of that. He is not the source. He's not the one trying to limit you and put limits on you. He says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind." You know, those three things describe what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. We've not been given a spirit of fear, but we have been given a spirit. If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You have Jesus Christ living in you. And the Holy Spirit is there to impart power, love, and sound mind. Now, let's look at those three categories briefly. When you face a situation, you want to accomplish a goal. You want to buy a house. You want to launch to the mission field. You want to start a business. Whatever it may be, you're going to immediately face a choice. You're going to have a choice of, am I going to let fear control me, or am I going to let faith control me? Am I going to let the spirit of fear put boundaries around me, or am I going to tap into God's spirit of power, love, and sound mind? And so Paul, who was, if I could put it this way, he was the veteran missionary. He was the veteran apostle coaching young Timothy. And he's saying, get hold of this, Timothy. Don't let fear box you in. Fulfill God's plan by letting the Holy Spirit control you. Let me give you an example. I mentioned it a moment ago, but let's say you're a young couple preparing to buy your first home. Many of you can think back and remember, those of us that are older, we can remember that. It's a big event in your life. You know, you've lived in apartments all your life, or you lived with family members all your life, and perhaps your first child is coming, and now it's time to launch out on your own and get your own place. Immediately, your mind is hit with, well, you probably can't qualify for a loan. You probably couldn't afford it if you got into it. Well, you know, you really don't want to get into a house because it limits you, and then you're stuck there forever. No, you're not. And so fear has a ton of excuses that try to rise up and box you in and keep you from taking that step. Whereas God, on the other hand, He'll begin to coach you on the inside if, in fact, that's His next step for your life and you feel a peace about that. He'll begin to coach you and say, no, you have my power. My power can go to work for you. I can put you in touch with the right people. Yes, you can qualify for that house. There's love, the character of God. So there's power, love, and sound mind. You know, when I go through this, I'm going to have my character further developed. Why? Because I'm leaning on Christ. Because I'm letting God coach me. And so there's power, love, and then sound mind. That's the wisdom aspect. And so God's going to show you practical steps on how to accomplish that goal. And I remember when I bought my first home. And I went through that same scenario, and I had to just force myself, as it were, to say, wait a minute, I'm not going to let this fear limit me from what God could do in my life. I am going to yield to the force of faith. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit give me His power, love, and sound mind so that I can accomplish what God wants me to do. One other passage that I'd like to share with you that is a really powerful one. I wish we had more time to spend on this, but let me just kind of hit it and run. You can mark it in your Bible. It's found in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Now, God is talking about His children here. And He's saying, you know, because, and we are His children. He's talking about His people. So, here we are in the world in flesh and blood. We have to face real problems. You know, God said, so I'm going to send my Son to also live in flesh and blood and face those very same challenges, and therefore He's going to help them get the victory. Let me just read this to you. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says, inasmuch then as the children have been partakers of flesh and blood, He Himself shared in the same, that through death He might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil. Now, He's talking about Jesus coming, and through His death and resurrection, He destroyed the power of our enemy, the devil. Listen to the next verse. And deliver those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Did you get that? This fear puts us in bondage. Jesus came to deliver us from the fear of death. Now think about this. Death is the ultimate unknown. Death is the ultimate journey that you're ever going to take. And so there's a fear without Christ. There's a fear about the ultimate. I mean, what can be worse than death? Nothing. So there's death. If Jesus overcame the fear of death, then do you think the fear of buying a house, becoming a missionary, getting your own business, those are all lesser fears. I want you to get hold of this. Jesus Christ paid the price so that you could be free from the fear of death, which is the ultimate fear known to man. Therefore, are you kidding me? When I'm getting ready to buy a house or take pilot training or launch out as a missionary or do whatever God's called me to do, if God has overcome the greatest fear, the fear of death, then I know I can overcome this by the Holy Spirit with power, love, and sound mind. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.